Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. This morning's program had many offerings, from early music, Canadian trumpet performances, and a great work by Gavin Bryars, and of course, a touch of oboe music. Let's begin, though, in a grand fashion with music by Handel, his Arrival of the Queen of Sheba. Often used in weddings, this work actually comes from the third act of his oratorio Solomon, which was written between May 5th and June 13th back in 1748. The first performance was done in March of 1749. This morning, a lovely performance by the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. What a lovely way to get started on a Sunday morning. That was the Arrival of the Queen of Sheba, a performance by the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. You're listening to Classical Chaos this morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And let's continue with some music by Gavin Bryars. The British composer was born in Yorkshire back in 1943. He studied philosophy and jazz, and also went on to study with John Cage and collaborated with the likes of Cornelius Cordeux and John White. He was a professor at the Portsmouth College of Art and was instrumental in founding the legendary Portsmouth Symphonia. He's also an associate researcher fellow at Dartington College of Arts. He lives both in England and, get this, yes, here, right here in beautiful British Columbia. We're going to hear his work, The Black River. It was written in 1991 and scored for voice and organ. Now, it's about an inferno, with text from Jules Verne's description in his 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea of a science fiction journey on the ocean bed. This is a performance by Sarah Leonard and Christopher Bowers Broadbent. Thank you. The haunting sounds of soprano Sarah Leonard and organist Christopher Bowers Broadbent. That was Gavin Bryars, The Black River.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair, Canada's largest international university and student travel fair, is back in town. Another great opportunity to meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world to start planning your trip abroad. Exhibitors will be showcasing programs in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, and so much more. Mark Saturday, September 22nd on your calendar and come down to the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors open at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch our guest speaker. Check www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register. Register online.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue with some trumpet music, a performance by a Canadian trumpeter named International Brass Personality of the Year, an international soloist who also teaches at UCLA. Here is Jens Lindemann with a river dance.
Thank you.
Wow, I don't know if that doesn't get you dancing this morning. I'm not quite sure what will. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. And it is time on the program for oboe music. Now, this morning's pick is by a French composer, Henri Dutilleux. His sonata for oboe and piano was written back in 1947 and follows in the tradition of music by Maurice Ravel and Claude Debussy. This morning we hear a lovely performance. It's by Hans-Georg Schellenberger and Rolf Koenen.
Thank you.
Hans-Jörg Schellenberger and Rolf Koenen. That was Dutilleux Sonata for Oboe and Piano. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next selection is by a very interesting composer. Carlos Gesualdo was both a murderer and one of the more intriguing composers of his generation. He murdered his first wife and her lover in cold blood after catching them. Then he nearly drove his second wife, why she married him we don't know, to divorce several times due to his declining mental state. He did, however, write some amazing music through these dramas. His 19-5 voice motets attest to this, with unusual chromaticisms and part writing for the time, which is, I quote, at best faintly bizarre, according to one critic. But they really are quite beautiful. Here's a taste.
Thank you.
The Oxford Camerata with Jeremy Summerlee conducting. That was music by Carlo Gesualdo.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance. Get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And we do have some great fall weather for riding a bike, as the ringing attests to. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And Worku is coming up at 10 with Ethiopian News Radio Shukshukta. Do stay tuned. It's a great show. And I do think we do have time for maybe one or two more selections this morning. And how about a little Mozart? This is music from his Toy Symphony in C major. Here's George Armand and l'Orchestre de Chambre de Toulouse with the minuet and trio.
Thank you.
Mozart's Minuet and Trio from his Toy Symphony in C Major. That was a performance by George Armand and l'Orchestre de Chambre de Toulouse. You've been listening this Sunday morning to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And you can always listen to our podcast by going to www.citr.ca or on Facebook at classicalchaosvancouver@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and do stay tuned to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with Worku. I'm going to leave you now with some music by Shelley Phillips and friends, and I'll hopefully see you next Sunday at 9. Till then.